Babi babo, babi babo.
I think this song uses that lyric better than any other song in history. Hi, guys. It's us. It's Bill and Wendy. I hope I can qualify this as a love story. Is this a love story, guys?
Yeah.
Is that safe? In studio with us right now are Julia Bertucci and Vince Santoria. And what an amazing story. Wendy and I were talking about this during the crosstalk. There was a time where if you were going to ask somebody to prom, you just walked up to them and you said, would you like to go to prom with me? And then they would say no.
Well, but that's for you.
For me. So, sometimes I've heard stories of a girl saying yes, and then they go to prom. But you guys did something above and beyond the call. Let's tell that story.
Well, I was out in Mesa to watch the Cubs play with my family. Mm-hmm. And
spring training. Did you go for spring break?
Yeah, that was our spring break out there. And we were catching the last three games of the weekend, the Friday, Saturday, Sunday game. So I figured while I'm out there, I might as well have the best promposal I could think of.
And that's what it's called now, promposal, right?
Yeah. Because
it's like a proposal for a
sure.
wedding. I'm so unhip to this.
But we had this little debate before I was even out there in Mesa. We were talking about who asked who. Since it's Julia's prom, she thought she should ask. But
you go to different high schools. That makes sense, Julia, that you'd have to ask him, but he's the guy.
Yeah,
this
was
so much like Romeo and Juliet. You know? The parallels are incredible. All right, so you got past that debate, which is a polite way of saying fight. You had a little fight about this.
Yeah.
Did
a
you?
Little.
Yeah. Well, plead your case on this, Julia. It is your prom, so why wouldn't you ask Vince, right?
Yeah, I wanted to. I was going to, but he kept saying, oh my God, you've never been asked. Like, I need to ask you. And I was like, but it's
oh, he's such
that.
A gentleman.
I get that too. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
Oh, there really was a fight involved in
yeah.
this.
Yeah.
Yeah. It went on for a couple weeks.
To the point where you thought, I got to look elsewhere. This isn't the guy for
no,
me.
No, stop fight. It.
Like, to right. the point that I gave him, like, I said you had to do it by this date or I'm asking
oh,
you.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Good for you.
Okay, so under pressure does apply because you had to do something. And you can't just ask a girl anymore. You had to do something really great.
Yeah, and unfortunately the day she set was like 2 days after I got home from spring break.
Oh.
So it was either the day before I left, during spring break, or the 2 days I had after, and I figured might as well do it while I'm on spring break.
Good thinking. Good thinking.
Okay, so the thought bubble comes into your head. Here's an idea. How'd you come up with the idea before you tell us what it was?
Well, I kind of went back and forth on a bunch of ideas. She said that I had to come up with something great if I get to win this debate, which she let me have.
So no pressure, but you better come up with something great.
So originally I had to think of like, what would be pretty impressive to do. So I came up with the idea, like, I'll do it on spring break. Then I started thinking, like, I could do it on the plane and make a joke about, like, 35,000 miles high, still
yeah.
asking to prom.
Oh, but, that's not bad.
A nice backup.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then I started going with the idea of, oh, I'm going to see the Cubs. I can make it Cubs theme. And I was like, I don't really know any word plays with that. And then I was like, I could still
keep... You are adorable, by the way.
Thank you. I thought I could keep the Cubs involved some way. So then I started thinking, like, oh, what if I get, like, a player to send, like, a video to her or send a tweet? And then I'm like, no, that's too difficult. Like, these guys are pretty well-watched. Everyone's there. They probably won't have time.
Sure.
And I was like, I could get one of them to hold up like a little note that I wrote.
Yeah.
So I started clicking on the passing note thing. That's why the poster is notebook paper. So like,
what's passing note?
Like,
is it an app?
Passing notes in like class, like
oh,
old
oh,
school.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Like, so I was thinking like the old school kind of thing. Like I would pass a note to a player and then the player would
right.
essentially pass it on to Julia.
So it's a note like they did in, like when Wendy were I, and we were in school in the 1940s. That's what we did. We didn't have social media.
So we would pass a note around class.
Right, right.
Yeah, so I wanted to give that old school look to it. And I was like, you know what? Like, a small note's not going to work. So out in Arizona, I convinced my mom to go to the Walmart that was right across from our hotel.
Good.
That's a vacation, by the way, when you get to go to a,
yep.
a native Walmart.
Yep.
I convinced her to pick up a poster paper, and then I came up with the idea. I just got to make it look like notebook paper.
Yeah.
Get any player to hold it up, take a picture, and put it on Twitter.
But you didn't get just any player. You got one of the best players. You got Chris Bryant to
oh,
help
yeah.
you out.
Chris Bryant's my favorite player, and Julia thinks it's the cutest player.
Oh.
So.
Yeah.
Double score there.
Yeah, basically.
So how did you get him to hold the sign?
That's like probably my favorite part of the story. I got to Sloan Park in Mesa like at 11:30. Like the gates just opened. I walked in. Already at this time, like the line for the autographs was like two people deep.
Yeah.
So I'm standing like kind of farther back. It's like really hot out there. The sun's beating on everyone, so like no one's really enjoying just standing around waiting. Yeah. The players came out a lot later. They did their warm-ups and everything, and then Chris Bryant starts walking over, and he starts like pretty far down from me, and he starts working my way towards me. So I'm like, okay, like this is my chance.
Yeah.
I wish I wasn't three people deep right now. Uh-oh. Trying to get,
although it could have been 30 people deep. Right. Three yeah. is not too bad.
Right.
So he starts walking down towards me. And then I start hearing people, like, next to me and people even behind me were like, Chris, hold up the sign.
So you had told people when you were in line, or this is your family that's saying it?
No, like, complete strangers that saw the sign. They read it.
Oh, how knew, nice.
Yeah, knew I was trying to go to prom. And they were just cheering me on, really. I heard a bunch of different voices. Then finally, Chris Bryant is right in front of me. And I'm like, this is probably my best chance.
Sure.
What made you think that?
So I'm like, it's now or never. So I stand on the seat in the front row, so I'm now above everyone, and right. I'm holding the poster board downwards.
Was like, anyone sitting on that seat at the time, Vince? I hope not.
Fortunately, no.
Okay, that's good news.
So then I'm holding it in front of him, and people are still like cheering it on. And then finally he looks up, and I'm like, hey, he's like, this sign. And I'm like, yeah, like, can you help me out? Like, all I'm asking for is a picture. And he was like, yeah, I could do that. And he did it with a smile on
his
face.
He didn't want any backstory. He didn't say, how long have you known this girl? What does she look like? What are your future plans? None of that.
I think he was kind of rushed because the security guard right next to him told him there was like 2 minutes before the national anthem.
Oh, man.
So, yeah, this was like one of the last things he did.
Get in, get out.
Yeah. So he held it up. I got the picture, and now the rest is social media history.
All right, we want to find out what Julia's reaction was, how you found out about this, and
whether
your eventual,
or not she said yes.
Yes, my fingers are crossed for that. We'll find that out next. If you want to jump in, 312-981-7200. Julia Bertucci and Vince Santori are our guests. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
A couple of young lovers in the studio with us right now, Julia Bertucci and Vince Santoria, and a special little promposal that happened at spring training for the Cubs in Mesa. Where did we leave off with Vince?
Well, you had approached Chris Bryant. He was more than happy to help out. He held up the sign for you. What did the sign say, by the way?
The sign said, Julia. Oh, wow. Bad voice crack.
No,
right
I get excited, too. Why wouldn't you get excited? Sure.
That was a perfect moment.
Yep.
The sign said, Julia, will you go to prom with Vince? And then it said at the bottom, check one, and it was a box for yes and a box for no. So it had that old school look.
Like
to
kids
it.
Would do you like me? Check yes or check no, that kind of thing. That's brilliant. Yeah. That's so good. How did you find out about this, Julia?
Well, I was at work when you posted it. So I got off work, and my phone was just going crazy. And so I went on Twitter, and I was like, oh, my God, like, this is crazy.
Something's up.
Yeah. And I saw it, and at first I thought it said, like, Luke Bryan. So I thought he was talking about, like, the country singer, and I was like, what are you talking about? And then I looked at it, and I was like, oh, my God.
Right.
And I was just shocked. Like, I was
so you,
shocked.
Of course, already knew of Chris Bryant. You were aware of him. You're a Cubs fan a bit. So, yeah.
He's pretty cute, Julia.
Yeah.
Eyes, ice blue eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Hubba hubba.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's just recently gotten engaged, correct? Isn't that true?
Yeah.
In December, and the weird thing is Vince had to hold up a sign.
Yeah, that's a weird twist.
For the proposal.
Will you marry Chris Bryant? Check one box for yes, check two boxes for no.
All right, so do we want to know what box she checked, Julia checked?
Definitely yes.
You did?
Yeah, I
absolutely.
Checked yes.
How long have you guys been dating?
For like almost 3 months.
Is that
true? Oh my God, that's it? And you went through all this trouble for a prom that's not even at your school?
We've been together for like six. but like official for three.
What was that turning point? What happened at the 3 month mark that you went, this is real?
Well, I gave him a deadline for having to ask me out because he took forever.
She's a bossy little one, isn't she?
Yeah.
Good for you.
There's a lot of deadlines going on with you guys. Yeah. I know.
He takes forever.
Wow. So that first date was where? Where'd you guys go on the first date?
One of our first big dates was at actually the John Hancock Tower, the 95th floor.
Good move. Thanks.
That is a good first date. I'm thinking Chipotle or something like that. And then you get food poisoning together. That'll test a relationship.
That was one of our huge
dates. At the restaurant or just the observation deck?
95th floor, the restaurant.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah.
Good move. Wow.
You must have a good job.
You're doing all right.
Yeah. We both work at Chick-fil-A. I'm just better at saving.
Oh, my God. I love Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
That's 30 hours of work at Chick-fil-A to pay for the 95th. He must like you.
Yeah. A lot.
All right. So, go on.
No, I just want to know when this whole promposal thing started. Because, seriously, as Bill mentioned, when we were in prom, when we were in high school, it was just like, hey, you want to go to prom? Yeah, I guess it's a thing to do. But now, these elaborate things, the pressure's on, isn't it, for guys all over the place, Vince?
Yeah, it's kind of like every guy sets their own amount of pressure. Mm-hmm. A lot of them just ask straight up, like in person. But I'm on Twitter like almost all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So like last year, maybe 2 years back, I started noticing like people doing big like
productions.
Like for homecoming and for prom. I came up with a few good homecoming ones before. And then I was like, okay, I got to top everything I've ever done for my first prom as a junior. And I just kept thinking, like, if I do this, I have to do it the best ever. Like,
sure.
No one plays for second place, you
right.
know?
Oh, what an so attitude.
And something we learned off the air with Vince is when he approached Chris Bryant, you had three times to have him hold the sign, and you did it on the first day just so you had a backup couple of days?
Yeah.
Smart man.
I figured he was only going to play, like, two of the three games that I would catch, so I had those. I had like a 50-50 chance for either day, and fortunately it was the first day, right away, pregame, didn't even have to wait around.
Everything fell into place for you guys. Oh, everything.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's so cool.
That's how it usually works for us.
When my daughter... Isn't that nice?
Oh, to be young again and in love.
When my daughter Reese went last year, the boy who asked her to proms, her name is Reese, and then on our driveway one morning was spelled out, Reese, will you go to prom with me? And then the boy's name in Reese's peanut butter cups. He had bought like 300 Reese's peanut butter cups.
How much did that cost him?
I got to eat a lot of Reese's peanut butter cups, so I don't know what the cost was, but boy, was that a fun afternoon.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so here's my question. You went above and beyond the call of duty, Vince, so I hope you have a great time at the junior prom this year, but then there's next year. If you're still together, what in God's name are you going to do to top
when
this?
When you're still together. Not if, when.
All right.
What are you going to do?
You better start thinking about it now
for next
year.
Yeah, it's still in the works
year.
Right now. I like to surprise her. She hates it, but I love doing it. So if I come up with something, no one will probably know about it until it happens.
Smart move.
Write it down so you don't forget.
Smart move. Yeah. Do you hate it, Julia? You don't hate it, do you? This was nice.
I mean,
this was nice.
Sometimes, but like sometimes I'll tell my friends, and then my friends know, and I'm sitting there, and I'm like, oh my God. And they like to like torture me about it. And
we like, know something you don't
yeah.
know.
Yeah, or like they say like, they'll give me like little hints like for this one. My friend knew about it. And she told her other friend, and she was like, ooh, that's hot. Like, she was talking about Chris Bryant, because Chris Bryant's hot.
Yep.
Like,
Vince, are you jealous of Chris Bryant a little bit?
I mean, I can't really compete with that.
Come on. Come on.
Hearing it out of Julia's mouth hurts just a little bit more.
Oh, my goodness.
That. They're going to fight again.
Let me make things right. Do you or do you not refer to Vince on your Facebook page as your best friend? You do, don't you?
I do, yeah.
How about that?
Yeah.
That's if you have that, the rest is easy. That's so good.
You say Grant Mulvey from the Blackhawks
he
is your
my best
friend.
Friend.
When's the last time you talked to him?
At prom. We went to prom together.
Chris Bryant's my best friend.
Is he really? Yeah, good.
He should be because he got you a good score in Julia Bertucci and Vince Santoria.
Yeah.
Am I saying this right? I want to say Santoria, but no, Santoria. And both juniors in high school, you at Oswego East.
Yep.
And your Yorkville prom is happening. When is it happening?
May 7th.
We will be there.
We're your chaperones, so you know.
Make sure nothing crazy happens.
Well, you want to give your Twitter handle? Because now people are going to follow you because they think it's the cutest story. It's gone viral. And congratulations on a job well done. And thanks for saying yes.
Oh, yeah, of
that would have been bad.
Yeah, it would have been really
awful.
Really,
what a,
really
what a sad, tragic end to the story it would have been. So good for both of you.
I would have deleted Twitter.
Right, no more Twitter.
Do you want followers? Go ahead and give your Twitter handles if you want. You don't have to.
My Twitter handle is at Vince_Santoria. That's SANTORIA.
Julia, you're sharing with the class?
Mine is at JuliaBertucci13.
Spelled
nice.
The traditional Bertucci spelling.
Right.
All right, perfect.
Yep. Yep.
Congrats. Have fun.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have you gotten your dress yet?
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
What is going to happen when you guys get married? You're actually, they'll be good because they're ready to plan things.
I know.
Wow.
No, my friends always
ask. You're
going to
get a deadline,
ask.
By the way, Vince. Be ready for a deadline.
Oh, yeah.
You better ask me by
like
October
10th. Like this dress or not. Congrats, you guys. Have a blast.
Thank you.
All right, we'll take a quick break, and then more show coming your way next. It's Bill Leff and Wendy Snyder on WGN.